Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Zayin, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. So daf Kuf Zayin is another super intense, fully loaded daf in Perek Chelek. So today we are going to spend the majority of the daf discussing Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, which is the story of David and Bathsheba. We're going to also talk a little bit about Gehazi, who was Elisha Hanavi's Gabbai. But in the beginning of the daf, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, and that is a little bit more about Doyego Adoimi and Achitofel. So if you like Nach, today is a perfect daf. So who is Doyego Adoimi? Doyego Adoimi is described as Abir HaRoyim of Shaul HaMelech. Literally, he was in charge of the Royim, of all the shepherds. He had a very important position within Shaul HaMelech's government. But Chazal say, Rashi brings it, in Nach, Avir HaRoya means he was an Avbezdin. We saw the Gemara's yesterday, where the Gemara talks about the tremendous level of learning of Doyego Adoimi. So Doyego Adoimi is a great person, but at the same time, Doyego Adoimi was also a big troublemaker. The Gemara says in Yevamah Stafai, Yevamah Mbez, that when Shaul hears about David for the first time and he inquires about his yichus and he wants to know, is he someone that maybe would be fit to be king one day? So Doyeg tells Shaul that before you look into whether he'd be fit to be king, why don't you find out if he's even mutal lovei baka? Because don't you know that his great-grandmother was Rus and she's a Mayavia, she comes from none other. We saw it in the Gemara yesterday, a Balak Melech Mayav. And as a result, perhaps the pasuk lo yavoi amoni mayavi bekal Hashem applies to David HaMelech. He's not even mutar lovei bekal. The Gemara says in Zvachim daf nun dalad amud beis that when David HaMelech figured out where the Beis Hamikdash was supposed to be, the Torah never said where the Beis Hamikdash was supposed to be. B'makom asher yivchar Hashem. But David HaMelech said im etin shnas le'ena lafapai tenuma ad emtzo makom Hashem. It was an obsession of David HaMelech. He wanted to know where the makom Hamikdash was supposed to be, and he figured out where it was supposed to be. Val davar zen neskat. Doeg is mentioned there in Perek Ezeu Mekoyman in Mesech Tzvachim from all places. He was jealous of David HaMelech that David found out where the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be. The mention that David HaMelech wrote a whole Perek in Tehillim, Kapitel Nun Beis, which talks about Doeg Adoimi. It's interesting that the Gemara says, Chazal say, that when David HaMelech married Michal Bashal, and then Shaul HaMelech takes Michal away from David and gives Michal to Palti ben Laish, and Palti ben Laish lives with Michal for a very long time, and they never touched each other. Not Scherib ben Oyle ve'not. The Gemara earlier in the Masechta, the tremendous part for Reb Chaim Shmulevitz that we spoke at, all the festerate earlier in the Masechta. So who was the one that instigated to get Shaul HaMelech to take his daughter back, who technically was an Eishes Ish, and give her to another man? Chazal say it was Doeg Adoimi. He's behind the whole thing. And of course, Doeg Adoimi is the one that instigated the killing of Noivir HaKehanim. So either way, Doeg Adoimi is a very tricky person to understand, because on the one hand, Chazal wax poetic about the tremendous level of learning. So he had an unbelievable tzad atoyv, tzad akdusha, tzad ha'or. But then again, he also had choshech, he also had a lot of tumah. But what's interesting is that when Doeg's mentioned in the Mishnah, ve'ilu she'ilam chelik le'ilam haba, the reason, the punchline, the emphasis, if you want to take away something, Doeg Adoimi, what's the word association you'd have to put with him? It's lashon hara. That's, at the end of the day, why he has no chelik le'ilam haba. Because he told Shaul HaMelech that David is conspiring together with Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol at the time in Noiv, which results in Noiv Rakhana being killed. And even though Doeg is the one that killed him, maybe he was following Shaul's orders, but the reason Doeg goes down as an Eloi Chelik Loilam Abba, he is the poster child, so to speak, of the Chet of Lashon Hara, and how a person can be on an unbelievable lofty Madrega, but at the same time lose his Chelik in Loilam Abba simply because of the Chet of Lashon Hara. So the Gemara is going to pick up now on Doeg, but it's going to immediately mention Achitofel as well. And Achitofel is also mentioned in our Mishnah as one of the people that don't have Chelek in Olam Haba. It's interesting because the Gemara really spends a lot of time on all the people that don't have Chelek in Olam Haba. The three Malachim and the Arbed Yoytos. The Gemara gives them a Kairis. How do we know? The Gemara doesn't say anything about Achitofel. Nothing. It doesn't say in the Gemara why Achitofel has no Chelek in Olam Haba. The Tosfos Yontif asks the Kasha. And the Tosfos Yontif says, Vaistos, it was poshuting the Gemara why Achitofel has no Chelek in Olam Haba. Because as we'll see, Doeg and Achitofel come together. And just like Doeg has no chelek in Olam Haba, it was poshut that Achitofel also doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. So just the chazer, who was Achitofel? So we actually have a rate bite on Achitofel balancing ambition and gratitude. So we spoke this out when we were learning Masechtas Bava Basra, because Achitofel came up a few times in Perek Yesh Noichlin and in Perek Mishameis. But either way, who was Achitofel? Achitofel was to Dovin HaMelech what Doyega Adoimi was to Shaul HaMelech. Achitofel was David's right-hand man. And he was a very, very wise man. We're going to see the Gemara is going to talk about the great levels of learning that Achitofel had achieved. Perhaps the best-known Gemara regarding Achitofel is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara goes through the routine. David HaMelech as Melech Yisrael, David HaMelech in charge of the Sanhedrin, of the Bezdin, Halacha Kemoisei B'chal Mokoyim, chief of staff, warrior. So the great David, every day when he would be debriefed by his people, so the Gemara says he would follow a process. Who was on his side? Who was his national security advisor? Whatever you want to call him. Who was his right-hand man? So the Gemara says, Miyad Yoyatzim B'Achitofel. He would turn to Achitofel, and he would ask Achitofel what he thinks. V'nimlochim b'Sanhedrin, v'shoylim b'Urim v'Tumim. So Achitofel is a good company. He's in the company of the Sanhedrin and the Urim v'Tumim. So that's what Achitofel was. In fact, as I'll say, Achitofel was very, 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 he was the wisest man in the world. Yet, Achitofel goes down as one of the people that have no chelek in Olam Haba. What did Achitofel do? What was his avera? So Doyeg HaDoimi's primary sin was Lashon Hara. What was Achitofel's avera? Achitofel's avera was that he joined and played a very big part in Avshalom's rebellion against David. So Avshalom was David HaMelech's son. Avshalom wanted to kill David. He wanted to take over the Malchus from David HaMelech. And the great Achitofel, who had once been David's greatest supporter, he jumped ship. He joined the Avshalom rebellion. And it's for that reason that he goes down as one of the people, She'ein lem chelek li'olam haba. When we learned this in Masechtas Bava Basra, we spoke out the unbelievable remez from the Megala Amukos. The Megala Amukos says that Machloikis is Rosh HaTevis, Mara, Chachma, Lashoin, Koima, and Torah. He says it regarding Koirach, that Koirach, who instigated Machloikis, was a person that had tremendous milas. Mara, he was very mamoin, I'm sorry. He was very wealthy. Chachma, he was very wise. Loshoy, he had a good pisk. Koima, he was handsome. He was a man of stature. And Torah, he was a big Talmud Chacham. And in order for a person to create machloikas on a very large scale, you have to have these five milas. Achitofel had these five milas as well. And that's why Achitofel was able to instigate. A regular person could have never even attempted to overthrow the Malchus of David HaMelech. Somebody so popular, somebody so great. But it was Dafka, someone that had Mamun, Chachmad, Lashon, Koyim, and Torah. Somebody like Achitofel, he was able to do it. But at the end of the day, it failed. Chazal say that when Achitofel saw that his rebellion was going nowhere fast, he goes home, he gives his children final instructions. The Gemara mentions it above a Basar, Kuf, Mem, Zayin, and Aleph. We spoke at the time of Maral that says all three of the instructions that he told his children were machloikis, 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 machloikis. Or looking at the other way, shalom, shalom, shalom. He said, stay away from machloikis. Achitofel had everything in the world, but machloikis took it away from him. The bottom line is, Achitofel goes down as a person who has everything, but in his mind felt like he wanted more. He lost everything, and the reason he lost everything was because of Machloikis. So the story of Doyeg HaDoimi is really a story of Lashon Hara. The story of Achitofel is a story of Machloikis. Hatzad HaShava Shebehen, they're both great people. They had reached literally the spitz within their respective governments. Both very well-known personalities in Tanakh, but they're also both infamously mentioned in the Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Chelek, as two of the four Hidyoites, She'en Lahem Chelek, La'olam Haba, so on. That note, we pick up the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rab Ami, Arba Meya Boi, Bo Ach Doyeg V'Achitofel, B'Migdal HaPoireach Ba'Aver. Doyeg and Achitofel, who by the way, the Gemara is going to say never saw each other, but Doyeg and Achitofel independently each had 400 Iboyos, Shailas, in the sugi of Migdal HaPoireach Ba'aver. So what's the sugi of Migdal HaPoireach Ba'aver? So we mentioned that if you take a look at Rashi, it could be it's a shaila tumah v'tahira. Rashi has different suggestions of what exactly the shaila might be. But regardless, they were big lumdan. That's the whole point. They cleared 400 chakiras in a very, very difficult sugi. Oh, my Rava. So Rava heard that. He said, Ravusalim Iboy Iboy. He said, big deal. Wow, they were lumdan, so I'm supposed to be impressed. Bishnei de Rav Yehuda kuli tinu ben azikin. And he demonstrated his point. He says, in the times of Rav Yehuda, all people really learnt was Nezikin. Now, it's hard to believe that in the times of Rabbi Yehuda, as in Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, all they learned was say the Nezikin. But rather, what it means is that Iker Amelus was Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, Vatnan Komasis, and Tuva Ba'Uktzen. Today, we're so much more fluid than learning. We even learn Uktzen. Uktzen is the last Masechta and Shisha Sidre Mishnah. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda would get to the Mishnah that says, Isha Shekoyveshes Yorok. The Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus. The Amri Law, some say when we come to the Mishnah, Zaysin Shekovsham, Betarfeyan Tahira. Mishnah Masechtas Uktzen. Omar, he would look at the Mishnah and he wouldn't know Pshat. This is the Amorah of Yehuda. He would say, Havayas de Rav and Shmuel Kochazina Hacha. Looks to me like we need some of the Shailas of Rav and Shmuel. We need some help because I don't really know Pasha Pshat. So Rav is saying that our dar is so much greater in learning than Rabbi Yehuda's dar, right? Because Vanan, not only do we know Pshat, there's 13 yeshivas today, he said, 13 yeshivas in Koyolim that are learning Masechtas Uktzen. Stating that, Rabbi Yehuda, Shalom, Pesanim, Asa Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda, if there was ever a famine and they needed it to rain, he would take his shoes off as a sign of mourning, as a sign of Avelis, like we take our shoes off on Yom Kippur and Tishra. You take the shoes off and immediately it would rain. Vanan Savchina, he says, us, we dive and we yell, we scream, Velek the Mashkech Bon, and nobody listens to us. Ella. So what do you see from there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't so interested in the biggest lamdin, but rather, Liba Boy. He wants people's heart to be in the right place. Dichsiv Hashem Yira La Levav is an idea of Echad Hamarba, the Echad Hamamit, Ubilvad, Sheikhav and Liba Lashemayim. So, this is this idea right here. So, Rava said, I'm not so impressed. Doyeg and Achi Teufel, they were big lamdin. No, no, he wasn't that impressed. Amra Meshar Shio. Doyeg Vachi Teufel, Leihabi Sabri Shmaitzo. They didn't really know how to learn that well. Maska from Mazutra. So Mazutra said, how could you tell me they didn't know how to learn? Mandich Siv Bey, Aye Soifer, Aye Shoikel, Aye Soifer is Amigdolim. Referring to Doyeg, as the Gemara said earlier, and the level of learning that he had achieved. He was a Soifer, he was a Shoikel, he was a Soifer as Amigdolim. Vat Amrle Havi Savi Shmaitza. You tell me he wasn't even good at learning? You want to tell me he was a London, you're just not so impressed? I hear. But you want to tell me he wasn't even good at learning, Le'savri Shmaitza? How could you say that? Elodle, having Sakulu Shmaitza, Liba the Hilchasa. What it means is, Ramashashi was trying to say that even though he was good at learning, but he didn't have Siyata the Shmaya, and as a result, he never got the Halacha right. Dechsiv, Soida Hashem Li'Reyav. There's a special Siyata the Shmaya you have to have in order to be Mechavim to Halacha L'Maisa. So he said, good at learning, he definitely was. But Siyata Deshmaya, that's something he didn't have. I think they say Reb Chaim Meuser once saw a tshuva that was written by a Rav in a shtetl somewhere in Europe. It was something very, very chomer. So Reb Chaim Meuser goes through the tshuva, and at the end he said, Ein zach vesech, as de yid ha gewaldige Siyata Deshmaya. Chashav yid izer. He said, why? He says, he went through the tshuva, the kashas aren't kashas, the terutzim aren't terutzim, the rayas aren't rayas, the pilpul's not a pilpul, but he got it right at the end of the day. So Siyata Deshmaya tazicha gahad. So doig and achite table were just the opposite. They were big lumnin, they could ask good kashas, they were able to say good terutzim, they cleared feste hakiras, but at the end of the day, Ramashar Shia said, we have Risavi Shmaitzel. And the reason is because when it comes to halacha l'maisa, there's an idea of Soyd Hashem liyureya. That's what matters. The biggest lamdan is not the one that gets the halacha right. It's the reyav that get the halacha right. I mean, the perfect example of that, not to compare it to Doig and Chitoyvel, of course, but the perfect right to that is Beisham and Beis, because the Gemara says that Beisham were mechada ditfe. In fact, the Asav Lovid, the halacha is going to be like Beisham. Yet, the halacha, the Gemara in Erevin, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, explains a little bit why. But the halacha l'maisa, of course, is like Beisil, not like Beishamai. Beisil wasn't smarter than Beishamai, it was just the opposite. Beishamai was smarter than Beisil. And the truth is, this is an idea, it's interesting, if you think about it for a minute, there were certain Tanoim and Amayroim that clearly had a special Siyata Deshmaya when it came to Psak Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan. Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, we don't know who was bigger. But one thing we do know, that if Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Despite the fact that Rav is a Tanu Palik, and Rabbi Yochanan, Tosfos says in Ksuba Staf Chesem and Aleph, was an Amayra, so Rabbi Yochanan can't argue with it. But when Rav and Rabbi Yochanan argue, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan ever argues with Shmuel, it's a Gemara in Erevin, Memvav Amid Beis, the Halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yakiva Mechaveroi. Mishnosai, Shal Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov, is Kavanoki. What does Kavanoki mean? Kav, we don't have that many halachas from him, but Noki. The halacha is always like him. Rabbi Yossi Nimukai Imai. So all the Tanoim were Tzadikim Nifloim. But when it comes to halacha l'maisa, you see there was a special Siyata Deshmaya that certain Tanoim had. But this, of course, is a whole different realm. This is a realm of Soyd Hashem Liyureyat. The Tanoim were all Yirei Elikim. But again, when it comes to halacha l'maisa, there's a special siyata d'shmaya that a person needs. I'm Rabbi Ami, loy meiz doyeg at sheshach talmudoy, that despite all of doyeg's greatness in learning, When he died, he had forgotten his learning. Shenemar hu yamus be'en musar uberoiv ivalta yishke. Rav says nitztaro, that before he died, he became a mitzoyro. He was afflicted with tzaras. Shenemar hitzmata kol zoyne mimeka. What does that have to do with tzaras? Ksif asam, it says regarding yoivol, litzmisus. Umetargim minon. What's the targum on the word smisus? Lichaluten. So we're now relating the word hitzmata kol zoyna mimecha that it says about doyeg to the word smisos, hitzmata smisos, same shayrish, that it says by yoivol. And the targum on smisos is lechalutin. So we can now apply the word chalutin to doyeg utnan. We know the Mishnah. Eim be muskur umuchlet ala priya ufrima. So this is a Mishnah Masechtas Megillah. Even if you don't learn the sugyas of Tyrus, you know this. So the bottom line is that muchlet is a word that relates to tzaras. As, and if we have the word muchlet by doyeg, Rav said nitztara must mean that doyeg became a mitzayra before he died. Simen shloisha ra'u v'chatzi ukar. Am Rabbi Yochanan shloisha malachi chavala diznamnu leilu doyeg. There were three malachim, but not good malachim. Malachi chavala that came to doyeg before he died. Echad sheshikach tamud. One of them caused him to get his learning. The echad shesaref nishmasai. One of them burnt his neshama. The echad shepizer afroy v'batei kneses v'batei midrashos. The other one took his ashes and he scattered it amongst all the Bati Knesses and the Bati Midrashos. So Rabbi Yechon said, Doig v'achi toifel le'rozez, Doig and achi toifel never saw each other. Why not? Doig b'mei shol, v'achi toifel b'mei David. It's interesting. The Marshal says, that what's the significance of that? That Doig and achi toifel never saw each other. He goes through the cheshbon of how it's muchach that they never saw each other. But bottom line, who cares? Why does it matter? He says, because could be had they seen each other and they would have joined forces, that union of Doyeg and Achitoifel together would have been so powerful that it could be tremendous churban would have came from that. Rabbi Yechon said, Doyeg v'Achitoifel lechatzu yameim, well-known Gemara. They didn't live even half their lives, meaning a person's life. David HaMelech said, Yimei Shnei Seinu Behem is Shivim Shana. They didn't even live half of Shivim Shana. They lived less than 35 years. Tayin HaMihachi, Anshei Domim U'mirma, Lo Yechtzu Yimeim, Kol Shnoisim Shal Doig Lohi Alo Shloishim Arba. Doig lived 34 years, V'shal Achi Teufel, Ein Anel Lo Shloishim V'shalai, She lived 33 years. V'am Rabbi Yechon said, B'tchilu Kare David Achi Teufel Rabbi. In the beginning, you find that David HaMelech refers to Achi Teufel as his Rebbe. Chazal said he learned two things from Achi Teufel, but he referred to him as his Rebbe. Ula b'sayif later, kari chaveri, he calls him his chaver. Ula b'sayif kari talmidai, and then he called him his Talmud. So initially, David looked up to Achi Teufel, as if Achi Teufel was superior to him. Then he called him chaveri, as if they were on par, they were on the same level. And then finally, he's looking down at him. Ula b'sayif, kari, says the Gemara, b'tchilu kari rabbi, v'ate enosh ke'erki alufim yudai, b'sayif kari chaveri, shenemar, ashe yachtov nam tiksoi, v'veselikim lekalich birogash, b'sayif kari talmidah, gam yishloim, ashe b'tachti boi, oichalachmi, higdil olai, okay, what's the pshat? So the Marsha says, the pshat is very simple, because Ach Doyeg was a poiches v'hoilech. He was a poiches v'hoilech. He was a tremendous lamdin. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He had done a lot of good things, but at the same time, he was countering that with a lot of bad things. He was also doing a lot of averus. So as Doyeg was doing averus, he was falling. He was slipping. So initially, he was greater than David. Then he was on par with David. And then finally, he got to the point where he was less than David, whereas David HaMelech was just the opposite. David HaMelech was steiging as he was getting older. The Gemara says in many places, Vayiki Zaken Melech David, that even though he was a Zaken, he was still Melech. See, he was still great. He was, not just was he still great, but he was getting greater and greater. So David is going in one direction, Achi Teufel is moving in another direction. You find that sometimes, you know, two people, they know each other when they're younger, and then you fast forward 20, 30 years later, and you know what? They went in different directions, and as a result, they're holding in different places. So says the Marsha, you're right. In the beginning of the story, Doyeg is up here, and you know David is looking up to him. But with time, the story had changed. So by the end, David HaMelech had steiged for all the years that he had, whereas Doyeg had slipped. And that's why Doyeg, at the end, has to look up to David, not the other way around. Either way, before we go weiter and learn this next Amid and change of Gemara, we need a little bit of an introduction. So the Gemara now is going to discuss, for the next Amid, the episode of David and Bathsheba, which is mentioned in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis. Then it begins really Pasuk Beis. Pasuk says as follows, Vayile Isra Erev, it was at night, Vayokam David Me'al Mishkavai. David gets up, he's lying in bed. Vayisalech al gag beis hamelech, and he goes to the roof of his palace. Vayar isha rechetzes me'al hagag, and he sees a woman who's bathing. Vayisha toives mara ma'od. Vayishlach David vayidrush li'isha. David HaMelech wanted to know who this woman was. Vayomer, his people told him, Zois Batsheva bas Eliam eshes Uriah Hachiti. Her name is Batsheva, and she's the wife of Uriah Hachiti. Vayishlach David malach vayikochel. David sent shluchim and had her brought to the palace. We'll see in a moment that her husband, Uriah Hachiti, at the time, was on the battlefield. He was fighting a war on behalf of the Yidden. So she was living there by herself. Her husband wasn't with her. So David has Batsheva come to the palace. Vayishkav ima, vehimis kadeshes mitumasa. The pasuk says that at the time she wasn't a nida. She had been a tahira, vatoshav albeisa. And after David was vayishkav ima, he sent Batsheva back home. Vatarho isha. The woman became pregnant that night. Vatishlach vatagu to David. And she sent a message to David to let David know that she became pregnant from that union. So when David heard that, he got scared. So he calls Yoav, that's his sartzeva. Shlach ilayas Uriah Hachiti. I need you to call Uriah Hachiti back from battle. I need you to bring him to me. Vayishlach Yoav es Uriah David. So Yoav listens to his Melech, he goes and he brings Uriah Hachiti to David. Vayavai Uriah Elov. Uriah walks into David. Vayishal David l'shleim. Yoav l'shleim. Am l'shleim l'chama. De bagrisach. Vayomer David l'Uriah. Reid l'veischa. I'm instructing you as king to go to your house. Urechatz raglecha and to bathe. Vayetze Uriah mibeis hamelech. Vatetze acherav masas hamelech. But Uriah didn't listen to David. Vayishkav Uriah pesach beis hamelech. He lied down at the entrance of the palace, as called Avdei Adoina v'lo Yored El Beisa. But he didn't want to go home. Vaygidu l'David Lamer. They told David, lo Yored Uriah El Beisa. Vayomer David al Uriah. So David tells Uriah, Haloi miderech atabah, madu alei yirat el beisach. I don't understand you. You just came back from a long journey, back from battle. Why won't you go into your house? Say hi to your wife. Isn't that the appropriate thing to do? Vayomer Uriah al David. So Uriah tells David, Ha'aroin v'Yisrael v'Yehuda yoshvim basukos. He says, the Aroin, Klal Yisrael, Yehuda, they're living in tents right now. They're living in huts. V'Adoni Yoyah v'Avdei Adoni al Pnei Asad HaChayim. And he says, all my comrades, my people, they're all fighting right now. V'Ani Ovei al Beisi. And you expect me to go to my house, lechol, to eat, v'lishtois, v'lishka, v'mishti, chayecho, he swore, v'chayin nafshechem, eses adover hazeh. Absolutely not. I'm not going to listen. So David tells Uriah, shave bazeh gam hayemu mocha shachecho. Says, you know what? I hear, stay here. Tomorrow, I'm going to send you back. Tomorrow, I'm going to send you back to war. Fast forward a little bit. David calls Yoav and tells Yoav that I want you to take care of Uriah when he gets back to war. Uriah goes back. And what he does is he puts Uriah on the front lines. The Anshe Yair come, a fight breaks out. A lot of Jewish soldiers die. And Uriah Hachiti died as well. Yoav sends back a message. He tells him everything that happened. That you should let him know specifically that Uriah Hachiti isn't alive anymore. So David wanted Uriah Hachiti killed. So what he does is he has Yoav, who's the general, put Uriah in a very dangerous place, in a compromised position, put him on the front lines where it was almost obvious that he was going to get killed. Yoav follows the instructions, and now Uriah isn't alive anymore. Now, why did David want to do that? So when you read the Nach, the Pashup Shad is because David was very afraid. David had been together with an Eshes Ish, Batsheva, and suddenly she's pregnant. And being that Batsheva at the time's husband wasn't around, so people were going to start wondering, where did this baby come from? And it may trace itself back to David, which wasn't good. So first David tried having Uriah come home. If Uriah would have been home for one night, so people would say it's Uriah's child. And had Uriah had the child, I thought he was at war. No, he came back for a short period in the interim. But being that Uriah didn't listen, and David couldn't get Uriah to go back home, so David had to work on plan B. Plan B was for Uriah to be killed. If Uriah is killed, now David can marry Batsheva. And people will say that that pregnancy came from after when David HaMelech had already been married to Batsheva. So again, like this, nobody will trace the child to this zivug of Eshes Ish. Like this is not going to be any issues. And that's exactly what happened. Vatishma Eshes Uriah Kimeis Uriah Isha. When Uriah's wife Batsheva hears that Uriah died, Vatispa Dal Baila, she mourned her husband. Vayaver Ho'evel. when the Shiva passed, Vayishlach David, David sent for her, Vayatzva El Beisai, brought her into his house, Vatehiloi Leisha, he married her, Vatehiloi Loi Ben, and she gave birth to this child. It was a boy. Hashem was very, very disappointed about what David HaMelech did. And at first glance, two averes. Number one, Eishes Ish. Batsheva at the time was an Eishes Ish. And number two, to cover up for the Eishes Ish, he seemed to have had Uriah Chiti killed. Vayishlach Hashem es Nosson el David. So Hashem sends Nosson, the great Navi, to David HaMelech. Vayovo Yelo, Vayom Eloi. And he sits down with David. He says, David, I have to tell you a story. There were two people living in a city. Echad Asher, one was an Asher, Echad Rosh, and one was poor. La Asher, the Asher had a big portfolio of cattle. Ula Rosh, anything. He had one little shepsala, Asher Kana, that he had bought. And he loved this little shepsala. And this kifsa was part of the family. Mi pitoi toichal, she would eat from the bread of the family. Umi kisai tishta ubechei tishkavati. He like kavas. She was literally like part of the family. Vayovei heilach leisha asher, and a person now came to an asher, and he wanted something from him. Vayachma lakachas mitzoyinu b'kori lasas reyach abola. He wanted to feed him. But he said, you know what? Why should I give you from my large portfolio of cattle? You know, I know my neighbor. He has a kifsa. Let me give you his kifsa. Vayikach es kifsa so isha rosh. So he went to the poor person's house. He took his kifsa. Vayasel isha ba'elav. And he prepared a nice meal, lamb chops, for this person that came in that wanted a keves. Vayicharaf David bishmoed. So Nosson turns to David. He says, what do you say to this story? What do you say? What should we do to this person? This Asher. He has everything in the world. A person comes to him. He wants to do a little bit of chesed. But you know he does chesed? He goes to his neighbor that has nothing. He has one little kifsa and he takes that kifsa and that's what he feeds. So David says, are you kidding? Ki ben mavis oyeshoy sezois. This person, I would say, is chayv misa for doing something so terrible. And for the kifsa that he took, yishalim arbatim. He should pay four times. Pi arba. He should owe him four kvasim. Ekev asher oseh sadover hazeh. So Nosson turns to David and he says, this story never happened. This was all a mashal. And I'm going to tell you the nimshal. You're the person. I made you king over Klal Yisrael. And I saved you from Shaul. I gave you everything. You have everything in the world. David, Madua Bozisos Dvar Hashem Lasisara Beinai Es Uriah Chiti Hikiso Bacherev Ves Ishtoi Lokachto Lecholi Isha Vaisa Herakto Bacherev Neamoin. Says David, you're the Gvir, you're the person that has everything. Uriah Chiti had his one wife Batsheva. You needed to take his wife from him. That's what that Gvir did by taking the Kifsa Achas Ketana. And it's for that reason Nosson tells David, Vaatolei Sosa Cher Mibes Chadoilom. He gives him a klolo Ekev Kivizi. That's Avshalom. And he starts prophesying of some tzoris that David HaMelech can end up having in his life. And it's all because of what happened with Batsheva and Uriah Chit. So David hears what happened. And he says, Chatosi Lashem. David, Gam Hashem Hever Chatos Choloi Thomas. You have nothing to worry about. Hashem is going to forgive you. You're not going to die. Ephes, however, you're going to have to go through some tzoris. Bottom line is, the pasuk continues and said that this baby was born. The baby died immediately. However, David and Batsheva stayed married. They had another son, and the next son was none other than Shlomo HaMelech. But either way, this is the story of David and Batsheva, which at first glance, when you go through the Psukim, it's very difficult to understand. David HaMelech, one of the Ashpizin, Halacha Kevoisei V'chal Makim, there's no shortage of Psukim that talk about the greatness of David HaMelech, stating that the Pasuk would seem to attribute two of the greatest sins that a person can commit. Number one, Eishes Ish, and number two, Shvichas Damim. So how do you understand Pashup Shana in the Gemara? So of course, we cannot learn Torah Shev Iksav without learning Torah Shev Al Peh. So what did Chazal tell us? Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yoinesan, Shabbos Nun Vav Amar Aleph, Kaloi Me David Chata, Eino Yelotaya. If somebody walks away from Shmuel Beis, Perek Yerah, Pasuk Yud Beis, and he he thinks that David HaMelech committed the sins that the pasuk attributes to him. Eino yalatoya shenemar. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says that he David lechol drachav maskel vaHashem imoy. Efshir, is it possible that Chet Bali Yodei, that he did these averos ushchina imoy elamani mekayim? How do you make sense of all these psukim? Shebikesh lasleis v'lo yasa. That's what the Gemara says. And then the Gemara says, "On my Rav, Rebbe." The Asim Midavid, Rebbe was the one that said this. So Rebbe, the Asim Midavid, Mahapech Vidorish Beschusei de David. He was the enemy of David HaMelech. And he used to try to find Schusim for David HaMelech. So what was the Schus? He wanted to do it, I hear. But the Gemara says another Pshat. And this is the well known Pshat. Om Rab Shmuel Barnachmeni, Om Rab Yainasin, Kol Ayoitzei Lamachemes Beis David. Koisev get Chrisus Le'ishtai. There's a very important piece of information that the Pasuk doesn't tell us about the story. That's a total game changer. That can let everybody breathe so we can understand exactly what went on over here. What happened over here is that before somebody would go to war, he would go to Mechemes Beis David, he would write a get to his wife. The reason he was is because what if this person was never heard from again? Which was very, very common. Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayyam, very often you weren't heard from again. That's what all the sugis of Aguna are. So certainly, if a person went to war, there was a good chance he would be MIA, he wouldn't come back. And if that's the case, his wife would be Aguna. Or even if they would find out that he died, there could be Yibum and Chalitza implications. So the bottom line is, what they would do is, before they would leave, they would write a get. They would divorce their wives. So if you would write a get, this is a whole different story. Uriachiti was a yoitzel l'melchemes beis David. Get Chrisos Kaisi. By the way, this of course is of Ksubas Daf Tes fame. This is something that's mentioned in one of the most lamdish daf in the Chas. Ksubas Daf Tes. So you know this idea. So it comes out he had already divorced his wife. Oh, if he had given Batsheva get, she wasn't an Eishes Ish. She wasn't an Eishes Ish. But if you take a look here in the Gemara, Machlik is Rashi and Tosfos, what it means, kol yoitzel l'melchemes beis David. Get Chrisus Kosev Yodin. This is really where the sugya is at. So we don't have time to go into the sugya, but this is where it's at. Rashi says, get Chrisus al Tanai. It was given al Tanai. She'im Yops, if he's going to die at war, Tehe Megureshes Me'achshav. So that the get should be Chalam Afreya, because it's in her interest to be a Gerusha and not to be an Amana. Why? Again, Yibum, Chalitza, whatever, this Cheshbon is. But the bottom line is that the get was given al Tanai, which means then, if the man didn't die, the get was never Chal. Frey Toisvis, how could Rashi say that that's the way the get worked? If the mechanism of the get was that it was given al Tanai, that means that when David HaMelech was with Batsheva, even though he wasn't Ba, an Avada Yeshes Ish, and even though, says Toisvis, it worked out at the end because Uriachiti did die at war, but at the same time, when David was with Batsheva, there was a suffocatious ish. So you downgraded the chet from vadayeshes ish to suffocatious ish. But the Gemara says, David and if David was boil a suffocatious ish, that is a chet. Then if somebody thinks that David did an Avera, he's not a Toya. So Freik Rabbeinu Tam on Rashi, I don't understand how you can say that the get was only given out tonight. All you did was downgrade it. Good. It's an important downgrade. But at the end of the day, and by the way, again, this is really in the world of Lamdas. Let's say somebody eats something that's a Suffolk Nevela, Suffolk Shchuta. And then after 120, he finds out that that piece of meat he ate was really a Shchuta. So Lamafreya, he's okay. No, of course not. We know that Safik Dairaisa the Chumra Shafs and Isser Be'etzim. And this is Lamdas 101. So even if he finds out later that what he did wasn't a problem, being that the din was misafik, you have to go to Chumra, so slap on the wrist, because you did something wrong. You were over a Safik Isser Dairaisa. That's the idea of Safik Dairaisa the Chumra. So again, David HaMelech, when he was with Batsheva, had no way of ascertaining for sure that Uriah would end up dying. As he thought he was king, so he could for sure make it work. But the bottom line is that's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says, you have to say, he was Megarish her Legamri. That's what people used to do. That means Uriah Achiti gave Batsheva a full fledged get. She was a 100% Gerusha. Aye, if that's the case, then why are we even talking about the whole story of David and Batsheva? So she was a divorced wife. Says Tosfos, that means that it happened. But Tzina, not everybody knew about it. So it There was a srach eshesish. But you want to know if David Chalila was boil an eshesish? Of course not. Kol ayoytzel mechemes based David get krisus koysev liyadois. It goes from being a temiyah gedoyla to not so shver at all. And why did the Nasan HaNavi come so sharp to David HaMelech? Because David HaMelech, on his madrega, on the level that he was on, shouldn't have gotten involved with something like this. I'm sure this is something that happened, but not for David HaMelech. It shouldn't have happened with David. And that's why for David, who's being judged on a whole nother level, this story is just not a good story. But the point is, you want to know if he was Bayal Eshesish, Chas V'Shalom to think that. Absolutely not. Poshup Shad. This is before you get interrupt Tzadik HaKoyen and all the different machshavas of what's going on, all the above our pay grade things. I'm still on the blot here. This is Shabbos and Vav HaManav. We haven't spoken on one word of raid yet. Before anything, you have to know Batsheva was a Megureshesh. She was a divorced woman. She was not an Eshesish. Ay, what about Uri Achiti? So that already the Gemara addresses. That's not for this morning. He was a married B'malchus, right? David HaMelech told him, I want you to go home. He didn't listen. Once he's a Mayor B'malchus, he's Chayv Misa. That is Pashup Shad in what's going on over here. But there's another very important Gemara. So the first very important Maror Makom you have to know when you learn the Sugya of David and Batsheva is Shabbos Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The next most important Maror Makom, and again, this is all on the Talmud Bavli level, no raid, is Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai, Loi David Roi Lo'isei Maisa, V'loi Yisrul Ru'uyin Lo'isei Maisa. Really, David HaMelech was not Ro'oi. It was Lo Matim for David to have gotten involved with this whole story with Batsheva. And in the same vein, Klal Yisrael really had no Shaychus to come to do the Avera of the Chet HaEgel. If that's the case, Lama asked, so why did they do it? As if to say that really David was not ever going to do it. So what does that mean? Shemchot O Yochid, Hashem intervened and made it that David should sin with Batsheva. And Hashem intervened and made it that Klal Yisrael should be nichshel with the Chet HaEgel. Because if a person's going to do an Avera, and he's going to want to do tshuva, and he's going to start doubting. He's going to say, you think I could do tshuva? I did such a terrible avera. How could I do tshuva? Like, what's the answer? You know what? We tell them, look at David HaMelech. David HaMelech goes down as one of the greatest people in our history, and David HaMelech did a big avera. And if a tzibur is going to do an avera, Klal Yisrael is a tzibur. They tell him, look at Klal Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel. As a meaning, really they shouldn't have done it. But the Avera was somehow manipulated, min shamayim, so that today there should be a paradigm, an exhibit that we could all look at and say, if a person doesn't have Avera and he feels down and he's ungesetz, look at David HaMelech, look at Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan. Sounds familiar? It's Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan, and Shabbos Nuvav Amar Aleph. It's the same Amirav. Kol Oisem Mitzvah Achas Ba'il Mazeh. If somebody does one mitzvah, in Oil Mazeh, Mikad Mosoi, Vailechas Lefonov, Loil Maba. That's not the one we need. Ma'idich Siv, Nu'um David Ben Yishai, U'nu'um Ma'gever Hukam Oil, Nu'um David Ben Yishai, Shehekim Ula Shal Torah. What does it mean he was Hekim Oil? He shtelled Ula Shal Tshuva, the Koyach of Tshuva. So David HaMelech really didn't do the Avera. So why do we have all these psukim in Nach and in Tehillim? It's all to make it look as if David did an Avera to a person who's learning it 2,000 years later and he's very taken aback. What's going on over here? The Teretz is, it looks like David these Averas and he's on such a pedestal. Zoysay Meres, what that means is that a person could do Averas and he could still do Tshuva. David HaMelech is the symbol for us for what the Koyach HaTshuva is. But there's a third very important Gemara that's kedai to mention, just to bring out this whole topic well. And that is, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Shloisha Leishol Pem Yetzahar. There were three people that weren't overcome by it. They didn't have a Yetzahar. Elohein Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Tichsib Behu Bakol Mikol Koyach. Right, Bakol Mikol Koyach is regarding the three of us. What does that mean? It means they didn't have a Yetzahara. Some say, Av David. David also didn't have a Yetzahara. Because the Pasuk says, V'libi chol b'kirbi. David HaMelech said he felt perfect, he was fine, he didn't have the oily miyitzri, he didn't have a Yetzahara driving him crazy. So you see that David HaMelech was like Shaltabe Yetzahara. Now Tosfos says, it's not possible. You're going to tell me they didn't have Yetzaharas at all? Because if they didn't have a Yetzahara, they're not going to get Tzchar. Tzara Agra. So why is that a good thing? So what? David HaMelech is not going to get Tzara. Rabbi Yaakov is not going to get Tzara because they didn't have a Yetzahara. Says Tzara, what it means is that they had lived most of their lives overcoming the Yetzahara. And there's an idea. Sometimes if a person defeats his Yetzahara, Roiv Shnoisav, at that point, he can maybe defeat his Yehav. Four people did it. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David HaMelech. Zok, the Marsha. If you know a little bit of history, you know that the Maisa of Batsheva happened when David was approximately 60 years old. It happened when he was already a little bit older. It didn't happen when he was younger. It happened when he was older. So if the story happened when he was older, it was already after Reiv Shnoisov. And the Gemara says, V'yesh Oimrim Af David, that David was Leishalta Be'yetzahara, Dichsiv V'libi Chalav B'kirbi. And Tosfos says that, what does it mean? It means the end of his life, he didn't have a Yetzahara. So how did he come to the Maisa of Batsheva? Zok, the Marsha, it's not Akasha. Shabbos, Nudvav Amir Aleph, Avay Dezara, that's Dalar Amir Beis, Dafay Amir Aleph, Kala Oymer, David Chata, Inei Alataya. As a result, the Kasha is Nish, Kain Kasha. So again, this is just a little bit of a Toya Mea as it relates to the Sugya, but sometimes, you know, to understand what's going on, you have to get into the Sifri Kabbalah, into the Sifri Machshava, and you have to get into some of the Hoicharei. In this case, it's a lot more Pashat. It's very, very straightforward. It's very simple. By the way, I saw Ben Yoyada says, Kala Oymer, David Chata, Inei Alataya. So it's called. Says the Ben Yoyada that, you know, he knew the people are going to have terutzim, they're going to have cheshbonos, David did it for this reason, he did it for that reason. Says the Ben Yoyada, after all the reasons, call whatever your shtickle Torah is to explain why exactly this happened, it doesn't matter what your story is, at the end of the day, you must appreciate the fact that David HaMelech didn't do the Avera. Either way, we're going to have now a whole Ovid Gemara that's going to get into the rest of the story, understanding a little bit better this Maisa that we just went through. Zokta Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, a fascinating Gemara. La'olam al yavi adam atzmo l'dein nesayin. A person should not bring himself into a matzav of nesayin. Shari David Melech Yisrael, hevi atzmo l'dein nesayin. Because David HaMelech brought a nesayin upon himself, and nichshel, and he stumbled. What was the nesayin? Amar Elefanov. David HaMelech turns to Hashem, and he says, Ribay Nishal Loilam, Mibnei Ma Oimrim, Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Ve'elekei Yaakov, Ve'ein Oimrim, Elekei David. He says, when Yitzch tells the Shmoyna Esrei, Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Ve'elekei Yaakov, doesn't say David HaMelech. Why not? So David HaMelech felt that maybe we should say Elekei David as well. Amar, as Hashem said, Inu Mintzuli, Ve'atlai Mintzisli. You know why? Because the Ovis HaKdoshim all overcame the Siyonis. You never overcame in a Siyon. Amar Lefan, Ribay Nishal Loilam. Really? Okay, if that's the case, Bichoneni v'naseini, test me. I also want an Nesayin. Shenemar Bichoneni Hashem v'naseini. Omar, he said, Mintzalach, fine, deal. I'm going to give you an Nesayin. Vavina milsa bahadach, and not just that, but I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you something that I didn't give for the Ovis. V'ilu anokum meidanalach. What's that? The Ovis never knew where the Nesayin was going to come from. But you, I'm going to tell you the general class of what the Nesayin is going to be. Din matzinolach bedvar erva. I'm letting you know it's going to be Gilui Arayis. Miyad vayileis erev ayokum David me'al mishkavai. And that's exactly what precedes that pasuk that says that David HaMelech is standing on his roof and he sees Batsheva. Amar Rav Yehuda. What does it mean? Shehofach mishkavai shel laila l'mishkavai shel yom. So David HaMelech just heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to have a Nesayin. The Nesayin is going to be a Nesayin of Arayis. So David HaMelech went to his wife and he was mizdavik with his wife. And even though it was during the day, he was he figured, let him satiate his Yetzirah. So like this, when this taiva comes his way, he knows it's coming right now, he'll feel satisfied, and he won't have the urge to go do the Avera. But the Nesalmi B'meno Halacha, says the Gemara, he forgot Halacha. Ever katan yesh b'adam, person has an ever katan. I say makim. Masbiyoi ra'iv, if somebody satisfies it, he actually starving it. Umarivoi savev. You want to satisfy the ever katan, the way to do it is actually by starving it. It's counterintuitive, and that was a mistake that David HaMelech made. V'yisalich al-gag b'yis ha-melech v'yar isha reichetzes me'al ha-gag v'isha tevis marimoid. Batsheva, says the Gemara, Batsheva have a kochefi reisha tusei chas. Batsheva was washing her hair on her roof. Asa satan, a satan came, idmile kitzi parta. Now what happened was she was really doing it in a mokum tsunua. She was standing behind something. So there was no way for David HaMelech to have seen her. But the satan was going to instigate it. The satan was just given the green light by Hashem to go test David HaMelech. So he comes and he appears as a tzipar, as a bird. So David HaMelech sees a bird, so he takes out his bow and arrow, pasak begira, he wants to shoot the bird. In the meantime, paskal achalta, the satan, the bird ducks, gets right out of the way. The arrow, instead of hitting the bird, it knocks down this board that's blocking Batsheva, Igalia, and that's when David HaMelech saw Batsheva. Vechazia, and he saw her, miyad, right away. Vayishach David vayidrish leisha vayomer haloizayis batsheva basaliyam eishes uriachiti vayishach David malachim vayikochel vatova yelo vayishkav iva imhimiskadeshes mitumasa vatoshav el beisa vahainu dechsev. So what brought upon this whole Nisayan? What brought it upon? David HaMelech asked for it. He turns to Hashem, he says, B'choneini v'naseini, give me an Nisayon. I want to have an Nisayon like the Ovis had. V'haynu d'chsib, b'chanto libi, b'kadato layla, tz'raftani bal timtso, z'amoisi bal yavarbi, omar ikiz mama, nofa b'pume, d'man d'sonik, d'v'lay omar kiyo amil salavai. I want to open my mouth, David HaMelech says. I asked for this. I was the one who took this upon myself. By the way, I think the Maral, but some of the Svarim HaKadoshim say, that could be the reason David HaMelech stumbled is because ordinarily when a person finds himself in a matzav in the Nisayon, il moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi lo yochel, you can't overcome, it's very hard to overcome Yetzar, but you have Siyata Nishmai, Hashem helps you overcome Yetzar. But being that David HaMelech asked for a Nisayon that really wasn't appropriate for him, so he was given the Nisayon without the Siyata Nishmaya, and that's why he stumbled. Another wrinkle in understanding the idea of Kala Omer David Chata Ene Elataya. But before we go weiter, I'll just tell you one fascinating thing. So David HaMelech hears that he's about to have this tremendous Nisayon, it's giving a sign of Arayas. So what does he do? So the Gemara says he was Hafach Mishkovei Shalayla to Mishkovei Shalayim. So he feeds his Yetzahara a little bit. He does it Ba'ofin, that's Mutter, because he figures, like this, everything is going to be fine. But the Gemara says, Nesamu men alach, he made a mistake, because when it comes to the Eivor Katan, it works in a counterintuitive way. Maspiyoi ro'ev, so he didn't satiate his Yetzirah, to the contrary, he invigorated it. He actually made it a little bit worse. The Chassam Sofer, in one of his drushes, says a Dover Neira. He says that you can take out an important lesson from here. Really, it's a very good idea, says the Chassam Sofer, for a person to give his Yetzirah a little bit. So like this, if he comes to a matzav of Nisayon, he's not going to be overwhelmed, and he's not going to lose everything, which was David's cheshven. David said, let me go be hafach mishkovei shalayla l'mishkovei shalyoyim, and like this, when the Yetzara comes, I won't have the Yetzara. Now David HaMelech made a tais. What was his tais? Nisalmi b'meno halacha. Because it's an Eivor Katan that works in a counterintuitive way. The way it works is maspiyoi ro'ev umar rivoi saveya. But when it comes to sharei varim shebeguf, says the Chassam Sofer, where it doesn't work that way, this is actually the right way to do it. He says a person has to constantly feed himself a little bit. Not small averos, but do things. But often mutter to try to satisfy Yetzer, come up with such a cheshbon like this, you're not going to find yourself starving in a matzav of Nisayon where you're going to be overwhelmed. It's like when a person goes on a diet, so they tell you never get too hungry, because if you get too hungry, you're dead. You're just going to eat everything in the refrigerator, right? So what you're supposed to do is, you know, pace yourself, 6 more meals, whatever they tell you. But the bottom line is, you don't want to get too hungry. And that's Musser, apparently, in Avodas Hashem as well. I'll read it to you inside. Yesh loyma, de toiv lo adam lemaher losis la guf tzorchoy likiyumay l'shem shamayim terem yirov v'yisave taiva meruba v'oz yoichal letaiva v'yikoshel gam aneshama chas v'sholom oiz achila. He actually gives a mashal regarding achila. He says if a person is going to wait until he's starving and eat too much, then you're going to be about taiva, you're going to be gluttonous. At that point, you're not only eating for your guf, you're eating for your neshama in a bad way. V'zois hoysa atzaz dovid amelech shahofach mishkovish he made a mistake. He ever echad yesh ba'adam must be a roi marivay sevei. Avu b'sharei vorei ataiva who eats in a chayna. That's what the Halakha Chassam Sofer says in a drasha. Either way, zok the Gemara. We have a lot more to do. Darash Rava. May dechsev lamnatzeach leDavid b'Hashem chasisi eich taimer lenafshi nudi harchem tzibur. Amad Avu Neikadosh Baruch Hu ribayne shalayla mechay li'aloi seyavin. Forgive me. So the Aveira of Batsheva, so people shouldn't say, Harsha Bechem Tzipar Nidid. So the Pasuk seems to be saying, Nudi Harchem Tzipar, a bird moved a mountain. So David HaMelech said, this, he was referring to this story, that's the rest of the story. What prompted David HaMelech to see Batsheva, to lead to the whole Maisa, was a Tzipar? So the people are going to say, a tzipor was able to move a mountain, David HaMelech's downfall was a bird. If you really, David tells Hashem, I could have overcome my Yetzahara. El Amina, you know why I didn't do it? Because when David has this exchange with Hashem, Hashem suggests, so to speak, really, you want a Nisayon? I'll give you a Nisayon. As if to say, David, you're not going to be able to overcome the Nisayin. So David HaMelech says, really, I could have overcame it, but then it would look like I outsmarted you. So it shouldn't look like I outsmarted you. Therefore, David says, I didn't do it. Again, another wrinkle in Kol Ha'imer David Chata in Eilataya. David HaMelech was going to marry Batsheva. She was already destined to be his wife from Sheshes Yemei Bereshis. But David HaMelech ends up taking her in a way that's somewhat questionable, and therefore he ended up suffering a lot from it. But there's no such thing as a person marrying a woman that he's not supposed to marry. So David was going to marry Bathsheba regardless. As a matter of fact, she was destined from Sheshes Mei Bereshis. Teres Chaim says, why from Sheshes Mei Bereshis? I thought our Barim Yom Koidim Yitziras Avlad, the Baskel says, Baskelenu Leplenu, why is this from Sheshes Mei Bereshis? So he says, the Zohar Kodesh says that Adam, as in Adam Arishain, is Rosh Tevis Adam David Moshiach. So the same neshama of Adam Harishon would come back as David and would come again Ba'achris Hayomim as Moshiach. So it comes out that David really has Adam's neshama. Now when was the Baskel that said that Adam and Chava are going to be husband and wife? Arbam Yom Kodim Tzirus Avlad. But that's Misheshes Yimei Bereshis, because Adam Rishon was created in Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. So it comes out then that David and Bathsheba, because David has Adam's neshama, also has to be back of the envelope arithmetic. Ella says the Gemara, V'chein Tamid V'yabi Shema. Ruya Hoysa, David and Bathsheba, Basaliyam, David was going to marry Bathsheba regardless. Ella Sha'achla Paga. He took her while she was ripe, meaning before the appropriate time. Dara Shrava. Ma'i Dixiv, U'betzali Samchu V'nasafu, Nesfu alai nechim v'lo yodati, karu v'lo yodam. So David Melech is describing how people are taunting him. Amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribayinu yishaloy, galub yidu l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, karim b'sari. If they would tear up my flesh, lo yodam yishay says, they would see that my blood, it would be dry, it's oisket trikint, from all the agmas nefesh that I have for the avera that happened. People are giving me such a hard time, I'm so embarrassed, it ruined my life, David HaMelech said. V'lo yoy, ela b'shoshim oisken b'arba b'yisiz bezdin, when the people in Beis Medrash, they learn the sugyas of Abba Mises Bezdin, Sechta Sanhedrin, Poiskemi Mishnasan, they'll sometimes stop learning, and they will tell me, David, tell me, Habal Eishas Ish, Misase Bema, what's the halach of someone's ba on an Eishas Ish? Amarti Lehem, but you know what I told them, David HaMelech says, Habal Eishas Ish, Misase Bechenek, you're right, Misase Bechenek, you got me, but, V'yesh Lecheilek Lo'ilam Habba, Aval Amal B'pnei Chaveri B'rabim, so sharp. And the truth is, it's something we can relate to. And people sometimes, though, give teichacha to somebody over something. Yeah, I hear. But do you realize what you're doing? You're embarrassing the person, Barabim. And amal b'pnei chaver Barabim, ein lechelik loylam abba. That was David HaMelech's taina. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, afilu b'shas chol yoshel David. Even when David HaMelech was sick, kiyem shmoyna esrei oynos. So David HaMelech had 18 wives at the time, and he was sick. The rest of the story is he became sick after the story of David and Bathsheba. The Gemara is going to say in a moment he was sick for 6 months. So during that period of time where he was sick, he was still mekayim mitzvahs oina with his 18 wives. Shenemar, yogati be'anchosi, ascha b'cholaylo, mitosi, b'demosi arsi amsa. So Pasha, the Pasuk is talking about where David HaMelech said he made his bed wet from tears and crying because of the remorse and the tshuva that he was doing over the Maisa. But the Gemara is darshaning, this is Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, that he was referring to Oina, and that's the Asche Bechol Laila Mitasi Bidemasi Arsi Amsa. I saw in the Sefer Ein Eliyahu, so Ein Eliyahu says a Dover Niflo, he says, what was Rav trying to say? Why would Rav even say that? And what was the point? The point, he says, was because David HaMelech had technically done an Avera. And the Avera was Gilui Arayos. So it looked like it was something that came Machmas Taiva. So David turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, trust me, my Arayos has nothing to do with Taiva. And he says, not just that, I'll prove it to you. Because even when I was sick, and he was so sick at a point where it wasn't possible that he could have had a Taiva, had any pleasure, had any Hanah from the Arayos, still, Kiyim Shmoyna Esri Oynos. He was Mekayim 18 Oynos. Zoysei Meres, everything he was doing was L'Shem Shamayim. So Hashem, you see I was doing it L'Shem Shamayim. Because Kalo Imre David Chata, Enei Ela Taiv. Amr Abidah Mera, Bikesh David Abad Abidah Zara, David HaMelech wanted to be Abidah Abidah Zara. Shenema by he David Bad or Roish, Asha Yishtacha Vesham Leloikip. The Ein Roish Ella Vedazara, Shenema, Vahut Salma Reshe did the half top, Vinay Lacross, and Huchai or Arki Karua Kutontai, the Adama or Roish. I'm only the David. Again, David Melch wants to do Lashon Hara, we just quoted a few psukim, and now he meets up with Hushai. Says the Gemara, Hushai tells David, if you're going to do Avodah Zarah, Yoimro, Melech Shekemoisi, Avodah Zarah, how is it going to look if David Melech does Avodah Zarah? He told him, Melech Shekemoisi, Yehargenu Benoi? What's the alternative? The alternative option is that a king like me should be killed by his son. Avshalom wants to kill me. Listen to what David said. Mutav yavid avodah zarah. It's better that I'm oved avodah zarah. Va'al yischalol shem shamayim b'farhesya. Rather than there be a chil Hashem. So David HaMelech is going to be killed by Avshalom. David sees Avshalom's trying to kill him. And David was so worried about the chil Hashem that was going to come about if he gets killed by his son. So David said, I have an etzah. You know, I can prevent the chil Hashem. Let me do Avodah Zarah. It's like this, when Avshalom kills me, what are people going to say? I was killed because of the Avodah Zarah. Zok Tichsan Sofer, in many places, a Dover Nifla. He says, I don't understand what David's problem was. What were people going to say if Avshalom was going to kill David? It happened because of the Ma'aseh of Batsheva. As a matter of fact, that's what Nosson HaNavi told him. There's going to be Rabbi, Teich Beischa, things are going to happen. So what was the issue? You know what the issue was? Says the Chassam Sofer, Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet, Avodah Zarah Daf Hey. David HaMelech knew that. And that was all part of his cheshbin. And that's the tifkeit in the Chil Hashem that he was worried about. What David was worried was not that people are going to say that Absalom killed David frivolously on a cheshbin. He wasn't worried about that. You know what he was worried about? He was worried that people are going to say it happened because of the Ma'aseh Batsheva. But David had done tshuva over the Ma'aseh Batsheva. And people are going to say tshuva doesn't work. Because despite the fact that David HaMelech did tshuva, still he was killed. So David said, I don't want to lose Oilu Shal Tshuva, the Lashon HaGemara, and Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Aleph. So he says, let me do a different Avera. So people aren't going to say that, you see, David did an Avera, he did tshuva, and still it didn't work. No, tshuva worked. A person could do tshuva. The Rambam says you could be a Rasha Kol Yom, but he does tshuva. That's fine. That's enough. That is tshuva. But tshuva you become even greater. You even become greater than the tzaddik gomer. But and that's what David was worried about. People are going to say I was killed by Avshalom. Oh, it's because of Nosson HaNavi's toichacha. You see that I'm punished for the ma'aseh b'tshuva. I did tshuva. Tshuva doesn't work. So he said, let me do Avodah Zarah. It's like this, people aren't going to say that. But what this reminded me was, is a Dover Nifla, a word from the Vilna Gaon, that we spoke out, when we learned Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin Amal Aleph, in the sugyas of Iyov. So when we learn the Gemaras that talk about Iyov, and we all know the story of Iyov. Iyov had everything, and then all of a sudden, the Yetzirah is going to test him, and he loses everything. So Iyov goes from having everything in the world to suddenly losing everything. He loses his money, he loses his health, he loses his children, he loses his gezint, his parnos, and his nachas. He literally loses everything. And through it all, he's strong, he's stark, he's not questioning Hashem. And then finally, Iyov got to the point where he couldn't anymore. He couldn't deal with it anymore. And finally, he starts being mecharef u'megadef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Rava says, really, Iyov didn't want to be mecharef from a god of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, bikesh Iyov lahafich ka'ara alpia. What he wanted to do is, he wanted to take the pot and flip it over. Medrash Pliya. That's what Rava says in Bava Basra Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. That when Iyov at the end of the story finally loses it, he just gets to the point where he can't anymore, and he starts questioning Hashem, and he's mecharef u'megadef. It's not something that he really wants to do. Rather, bikesh Iyov lahafich ka'ara alpia. So the Vilna Gaon said brilliantly, and explained it with a mashal. He said there was once a person who was serving the king, and this was at a banquet. There were a lot of people watching, and he's serving him soup. And as he's serving him the soup, a little bit of soup got on the king's bekacha. It got on his robe. And the king got really, really angry. He was about to lose it. So as soon as the waiter saw what the king was about to do, he took the pot of soup and he poured it over the king. Naturally, when he poured it over the king, they take him out, death row, they're going to kill him. So they come to him and they tell him, he says, I don't understand, you nar. You poured a little bit of soup on the king, you saw he was about to get really angry, he was going to take you out. So what do? You pour the whole thing on him? That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. So he turned to the melech and he told him, Your Highness, I want to explain to you what I did. I knew you were going to kill me for pouring a little bit of soup on me. But in my mind, I said, you know, what are people going to say? People are going to say, look at this king, he's a madman. He's a lunatic. He's killing me for pouring a little bit of soup on him. So you know what I did? For your covet, I took the whole soup, I poured it over you. So like this, people will understand why you killed me. And there won't be a chilul
to your malchus. Said the Vilna Gaon, Eiv was a tzaddik yisoid oylam. He did everything right. And despite the fact that Hashem tested him and tested him and tested him again, he was strong. He was able to fight through everything. But it didn't end. Finally, Eiv got to the point, and Eiv said, what are people going to say? I mean, what are people going to say? How are they going to make sense of this God that punishes a person that doesn't really deserve it? So Eiv, was worried about the covet of Hashem. So you know what he did? He started being mecharif from the God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says Rava, not because really that's what he wanted, but he was pikesh lahafich ka'or al-pia. He took the proverbial pot of soup and he poured it on Hashem so that people will understand why this is all happening. That's what David HaMelech did. David HaMelech is worried about the Chil Hashem. What are people going to say? So David does the same exact thing. He says, let me go be Yoiv and Avodah Zarah. Melech shekemoisi yargenu benoi. There's going to be a Chil Hashem. Mut of Yavod Avodah Zarah. V'al yischal shem shamay b'farhesi. I think it's a very obvious zushtal. Either way, Amakro, Amar. So this is Hushai talking. So Hushai turns to David and he tells him, my time at Kanonsvis, Yifas Toyer. Why did you marry a Yifas Toyer, referring to Macha, who's Avshalom's mother, who's suddenly giving David HaMelech Tzoris. Amalei, he told him, what do you mean? Why can't I marry Yifas Toyer? Yifas Toyer, Rachman HaShayu. Amalei, he told him, Darshan Smuchin. Don't you know how to Darshan Smuchin the Samach Lei? The Pasuk says, Kiel Ish Ben Tzoyer Umayra, and it says right afterwards, Kol HaNoitzi Yifas Toyer, Ish Ben Tzoyer Umayra. So you have the Parsha of Yifas Toyer, then you have the Parsha of Ben Tzoyer Umayra. We learn from there, if somebody marries a fast Torah, he's going to have a son that's a Ben Soyer Meir. So he turns to David, he says, is it a wunder? Is it a chiddush that you had Avshalom? Avshalom is a Ben Soyer Meir, proverbially speaking, because there never was a Ben Soyer Meir. But the point is that he came because there was a problem in the original Zivug. Why do you think this happened? Darish Rav, this story, the Ben Biri, Lamad David Daima, L'Soycha Kuti. David HaMelech, when he pleads with Hashem, and he asks for forgiveness, he was like a Soycha Kuti, a Kuthian merchant. So what was unique about them? Rashi says that they would buy bulk, so they would get discounts, and then they would sell retail. So you buy wholesale, you sell retail. And what's that? Exactly. And they would start selling piecemeal. The point is, if you sell piecemeal, you end up getting a little bit more, and that's how they made money. That's where they had their margins. You're going to forgive me for my shkiyos, for my mistakes? Amalei shviki lach. Machalach. Ministaros nakeni. What about my nistaros? Shvikilach. Gami zedim chasoy chavdecha. Shvikilach. Ayim shulubi. Then he said, Lo ishton bi rabbanon. I don't want the rabbanon to talk about me. Shvikilach. Oz esav ni kesei mi pesharav. Shlo yikosev sirchayni. I want to make sure that don't even write the story. It shouldn't be in Shmuel Beis. Amalos that Hashem said, Yevshe, that I can't do. Kuzu mad yochen atalti misarai. Madach da isyo that I took out of the name of sorry. Oy, mevitzaveach kamashonim. For years, it was yelling and screaming. Achibah Yeshua Vesavtu, until I gave it to Yeshua. Shenema Veikra Moshe Lo Yishev Benun Yeshua. Where did Hashem get the Yud from? He got it from Sarai. So I couldn't even take away the Yud. Kala Parsha Kula Lachas Kama Vekama. There's no way for me to take away the entire Parsha. V'ni Kesi Mi Pesha Rav. Amal Lofanu Rebbeinu Shalaylam. M'choy Li Aloy Se Yavon. Forgive me for the Aveir. Amar Kvar Osin Shalayma Bin Chalayma B'chachmasai. Your son Shalayma is going to say one day, Hayachta Ish Eish Becheikoi. Is it possible for a person to take fire, put it on his lap, and his clothing aren't going to burn? Could a man walk on coals, and his leg shouldn't burn? Cain, the same thing is, it's not possible to have. He told him, really? There's no Eitzah? No, and that's why he was Mekabel Yisurim. Says the Gemara, a little bit about the Yisurim of David. David was a Mitzvah for 6 months. During those 6 months, he lost the Shechina. David was king for 40 years. How so? He was king over Hebron for 7 years. And then he was king over Yerushalayim for 33 years. And it says, he was really king for 7.5 years. In Hebron. Here it says 7. There it says 7.5. What happened to those 6 months? Shema minon etzara. He must have been a mitzvah. Omar lefanov. Ribayna shalaylah. Mechoy li'alah. Isayavin. Another maimer, agada, that talks about David HaMelech asking for forgiveness. Machalach. Hashem says, Machalach.
Can you give me an ois, a sign, so that everybody should know? I'm not going to do it during your lifetime, but I'll do it during your son's lifetime. He wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the gates of the Kodesh HaKadoshim clung to each other. There was no way for him to open it up. So Shlomo HaMelech said 24 tefillos, but the gates wouldn't open. He said, now you know the rest of the story. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Shlomo HaMelech is davening. He's asking, gates, open up. I need to bring the order into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But v'loy nana, it wouldn't open. Kivon shomar. But when Shlomo HaMelech said, Hashem Elohim al toshev p'nei mishichecha zachra lechazdei David avdecha, remember my father. Yad nana, it opened. But Isa Shah says the Gemara, nehefcha p'nei soynei David kishulei kedera. The soynim of David's face was like the bottom of a kedera. Maybe that's a reference to the Bikesh Iyav Lahafech Esakara. The Yadu Kol Yisrael Shemachalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoy Seyavoy. And Kol Yisrael knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave David HaMelech. So David HaMelech says, will you give me a sign? Here's the sign. So we have the Gemara talks about how David HaMelech never sinned. Kolayim Adavachat Ene Alataya. Different Chazals that we just mentioned, stating that Epis Vos and Avera there clearly was, but at least on David HaMelech's level, at least in the way that we're supposed to take it and accept it. David HaMelech davens for it. So many psukim at the Hillim are David asking for his mechila. David gets the mechila, and there's even a sign, not during David's lifetime, but when Shlomo HaMelech was going to take the Aron and bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the Holy of Holies. At that point, it's in whose schus that this is able to happen. It's all in the schus of David HaMelech. But we can't stop here. We have a little bit more work to do. And that brings us to the next, and really the last, of the four hidyotos, she'en lam chelek lo'olam haba, and that is Gehazi, says the Gemara. How do you know that Gehazi has no chelek in olam haba? And really before that, who exactly was Gehazi? So Gehazi was Elisha Hanavi. Elisha was Eliyahu's Talmud. The Gemara says he got Pishnayim of Eliyahu, maybe. But Elisha was Eliyahu's Talmud. He's a great Navi. And he has a Gabai. He has a right-hand man. And that's Gehazi. And Gehazi initially was worthy. He was fit to be the right-hand man of Elisha. However, he sinned. And because of his averos, not only does he lose his position, but he goes down as an Eloi Chelek V'Olam Haba. The one episode that relates to Elisha and Gehazi in Nach that we need to know for today's daf is the story of Naaman. So Naaman was a Sar Tzva in the army of Aram, and Naaman became a Metzora. He had Tzaras, and he was looking for a doctor, somebody to heal him. The doctors told him, there's nothing we could do. And then there was a girl who said that I know of a Navi, and he has these unbelievable powers. Go to him, he'll be able to take care of you. So Naaman goes and he meets with Elisha, and Elisha heals him. The Gemara is going to say how he did it, but Elisha heals Naaman from his taras. And Naaman was very wealthy, and he was very makutoy. So he turns to Elisha and says, I want to pay you for it. And he offers him a lot of money. He offers him like a real good deal in exchange for what he had done for him. But Elisha says, no, I'm not taking it. Either way, Elisha walks out. Gehazi, who's Naaman's gabe, turns around, and he goes back to Naaman, and he tells him, you know, my master Elisha, he had second thoughts. He decided he wants to take you up on his offer. He actually wants what you originally offered him. Either way, Naaman gives Gehazi what he originally wanted to give Elisha. Naaman comes back to Elisha as if nothing happened. Elisha's like, Naaman, where were you? He says, well, nowhere. What are you talking about? Either way, they have an exchange. Elisha realizes what Naaman had done. He punishes him for it. And what was his punishment? He became a Mitzrayim. So he got exactly an element of Mida Keneged Mida of what Naaman had previously happened. Either way, he goes down as a person that's in Le Chelek L'Olam Haba. Zok the Gemara, Gehazi, how do you know Gehazi has no Chelek L'Olam Haba? The Chesiv, the Pasuk says, Vayelech Elisha Damasek. Elisha went to Damasek, went to Damascus, says the Gemara. Why did he go there? He wanted to bring Gehazi back He wanted to try to get him to do tshuva. V'loi chazar. Amalei, he told him, chazar bach. Amalei, kach mekublani imibcha. Hachoyti umachti yisirav. It must be yours. It's tshuva. I'm already hachoyti umachti yisirav. At this point, it's too late. My yavad, what did he do? I mean, where do you find that geichazi? It's not in the Teresh of Iksav. So it's obviously in the Teresh of Alpeh. Where do you find that geichazi was hachoyti umachti yisirav? Ikadar, some say, Eben Sheyeves told Lachatas Yeravam. What he did was he built on the aver of Yeravam. Yeravam had been maimed these two agolim. One in Beisel, one in Don, so that the Yidden shouldn't be able to be able to regal. And there was a real Egel, Me'ein, the Chete Egel. And he took an Evan Shoy Eves, he took a magnet of some sorts, and it was able to suspend, it was able to get the Egel to now float in mid-air. So it made the Egel look like it had these superpowers, and as a result, it got people to worship it. He took one of the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put it in the mouth of the Egel, unbelievable. What he did was, when he was the Gabe of Elisha, he didn't let people get too close to Elisha. He was very tough. He didn't let the Rabbanon come to him. How do you know that? Because it says right after Geichazi becomes a Metzaira and he leaves Elisha. Because you know, your waiting room, it's very tight over here. Why was it only tight now? Why yesterday wasn't it tight? It wasn't tight. When a person gives somebody teichacha, when you come after somebody, you have to push him away. You should push him away with your left hand. But you should be makarvim with your right hand. Your left hand is your weaker hand. So push him with your left hand, but at the same time, you have to immediately be makarvim. You have to be makarvim with your right hand. Loika Elisha. And don't do what Elisha did. Because he pushed Gechazi away with two hands. How do you know that? Naman said, Hoyo, kach kikorim, vayifritz bay vayotza kikrayim, kesef. Naaman offers Elisha money. Elisha doesn't want to take it. They're on their way home. Gehazi says, let me go back. Let me take the money from Naaman. And he gives it to him. When he finally comes back to Elisha, Gehazi does. Where are you coming from, Gehazi? I didn't go anywhere. No, that's not true. I know exactly where you went. You went back. Tanamon, her ace is now the time. Lokachas as a kesef, for lokachas begodim, vizesim, ukromim, vitsoinu bakr vavodim, ushfachas. Was that the right thing to do? Says the Gemara. Mishakul kula, did Gechaz really take all those things? Kesef ubegodim with the shakal. He really only took kesef ubegodim. That's all Naman offered him. So why did Elisha mention all these other things? He mentions kesef, begodim, zesim, kromim, tsoin, bakr, avodim, shvachas, which if you count it up, by the way, it's eight things. He took two, not eight. Zok de Gemara, here's the rest of the story. At that time, Elisha was sitting and learning the sugi of Shemayin Shratz. At the time that Naaman came to Elisha. Naaman starts from Melech HaRamayim Mitzayr, and Naaman was a Mitzayr. Amalei, Ahi Ravisa, there was a girl, Deshtabayim Arab Yisrael, who had been in captivity with Naaman, told Naaman, he also said, listen, I'm a Jew. I was taken in captivity, but I know that Naaman is a miracle. He can perform miracles. Ki also amalei zultvei b'yardin. So Elisha tells Naaman, yeah, I can help you. Go toivel in the yardin. Amalei achuchi kama. You're making fun of me. You think that's what I need to do? You think I didn't try that already? Amalei hanid ba'avada. But his entourage, his chevra, told him, nafkalachmina. What's your downside? Zul nase. Right? There's no downside. Oz al v'tov al yarden as he went, he was toivel in the yarden, v'itzi and he was healed. Oz ha'isalei kol hani den noket. So he came and he gave a gift. But it's of the kibbulet. Elisha didn't want to take the gift. Gechazi ifti mikav Elisha. In the meantime, Gechazi left. Oz al shagam ha'yad shagam. He took what he took. V'afkid. And he hid it away. He also, when he came back to Elisha, Chazi Elisha l'tzaras na v'parach l'vay reshe, Elisha saw that Gechazi had already been afflicted with the same tzaras as Naaman. Amalei, Rosha, higia es litel schar shmein ashratzim. It's time for you to get the schar for the Shmoyne Shratzim. Referring to the sugya, that's a parak of Masechta Shabbos, referring to the sugya of Shmoyne Shratzim that Elisha and Gechazi had learned, as a muscle for the Torah that Gechazi had. It's true, you got what you got, but I'm letting you now, you lost your Olam Haba because of that. V'tzaras Naaman tidbak b'cho u'v'zaracha lo'olam, you and your family will always have the tzaras of Naaman. V'yetzei milfonav, and he left him mitzoyru kasholik. So when he had walked in, he had a little bit of tzaras, but by the time he left, he was already a mitzoyru kasholik. Abba anoshim hoyim mitzorim pesach hashad, the pasuk talks about four mitzoyron. Who are they? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Gechazi, u'shloish b'adis is Gechazi, and his three sons. But the bottom line is you see that Elisha came very
tough to Naaman. I mean, Naaman made a mistake. I mean, to Gehazi. Gehazi made a mistake. He shouldn't have done what he did. But he was dachvay v'shtei yodayim. He told him that you're going to lose your Elam Haba, all the schar of the Shmei Neshratzim. Those are the eight things. He was referring to the Shmei Neshratzim. You're going to lose everything. Gehazi heard that. He leaves. He was just cursed that him and his family would have been by Tzairam forever. He got this terrible klala. He goes to Damascus. And he becomes a chayti umachti as a rabbi. Elisha tried getting him to do tshuva. He tried, but he told him, at least this is what we know. This is what Chazal and Megalatas, the Kechazi said, I know it's too late. Kol achayti umachti as a rabbi, ema speaking the other last tshuva. But the lesson that we learned from Elisha is, la'olam, a person should be doichel with the yad smoil, he should be makarv with the yad yamin. Because maybe had Elisha not been so forceful, he would have done it with his left hand, not with his right hand. Maybe this is prevented. Tanya, Amr Reb Shimon Elazar. On that note, Yetzer, Tinoik V'isha. When it comes to your Yetzahara, when it comes to giving musa to children and talking to women, your wife, Teismoil, Doicha V'yamin Mekarevis. You should always push with your left, and you should be Mekarev with your right. Why? So let's see Rashi. Yetzer Tavasoi, in Me'achikam Imenu L'gamri. If a person is going to completely distance himself from his Yetzahara, so what's going to happen is, he won't even get married. Then Makarva Lagarmi, but if you Makarva too much, Boli De Isser, She'inu Yochel Lichvosh Yitzroi Midvar Avera. So what should you do? You have to push it away. You have to Makarva it as well. So you should have the smile should be Doichit, your left hand should push it away, but at the same time, your right hand should be Makarva. Tinek V'isha Rashi says, Daiton Kava. Then Titcha Oysam Metardom in Oilov. You speak to a child too forcefully or to a woman, it can cause problems. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Shloisha chalom chala Elisha. Elisha became sick three times. Echad once was shegeru dubin betinaikis, was because of the story that happened with the beers and the children, well-known story, where children were taunting him, they were making fun of him, and they end up dying, but Elisha was punished for what he did. The echad shedofka legechazi b'shtei yadayim, once for pushing gechazi away, b'shtei yadayim, the echad shemeisboi, and one, the sickness that eventually took his life. Ad Avram lehoya zikna, the Gemara says. Until Avram Avinu, there was no such thing as zikna, meaning nobody would get old. You would look the way you looked until you died. Kol dechazil Avram. If anyone saw Avram, Amaha Yitzchak, he would think he's looking at Yitzchak because they looked alike. Kol dechazil Yitzchak. Anyone that saw Yitzchak, Amaha Avram, he would think he's looking at Avram. Boy, Avram, Rachmi the Labbe, the Zichus Avram Avinu Davin, that there should be a Zikna, Shenemar, Vavram, Zokain, Baba Yom. Ad Yakuli Hayu Chulshan. Until Yakuli Avinu, nobody ever became sick. Boy, Rachmi Vavachulshan. Yakuv Davin, the people should get sick. Shenemar, Vayom, Yitzchak. Hino Vichachayla. As if it was news that somebody was sick. Nobody had gotten sick. Ad Elisha lehavi inish cholish de mitvach. Till Elisha, nobody that had gotten sick had a refu. Vasa Elisha ubayrachmi v'itvach sheneva v'Elisha chola eschoyoy asher yomos. But by the way, there's a whole piece of Gemara that's from the Chesrei Nehasha, so we don't have time to finish the daf, so I figured we won't go through that piece of Gemara, but that Gemara gives another example of smoil doicha and yamin makarev, and that's none other than the story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya and Yeshay HaNoitzri. Where Yeshay HaNoitzri was a Talmud, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, and there was a story where he spoke inappropriately. His Rebbe was very angry at him. He spoke very sharply to him. And at the end, he was Yotza, and he was Machriv V'Olam. And it came from, again, such a story where Rebbe maybe was a little too sharp. He was a little bit too strong for his Talmud. That Gemara is, of course, a notable Gemara, because if you know Jewish history 101. So you know when Yeshay HaNoitzri lived, Rabbi Shulman Prachti lived like 200 years earlier. He lived around the times of Hanukkah. So how in the world could you relate Yeshay HaNoitzri, Rabbi Shulman Prachti? And it's for that reason, Rabbi Chilmi Paris in his famous Vikuach said that, you see from here, right, it's in Paris that led to the burning of the Shas, but Rabbi Chilmi Paris said that you see from here that the Yeshay HaNoitzri of the Gemara, that's not your Yeshay HaNoitzri. Two different people. You have the wrong guy. Because our Yeshay HaNoitzri is a Talmud Rebbe Shulman ben Prachya. Yours lived right before the Churban. It's a long time later. So others want to say that, of course, it was the same person, but the Gemaras were purposely manipulated, just like you have these Chazreini Ashas, if you would understand the tzoris that the Yidden had. So maybe Rabbi Chilmi Paris's taina wasn't a taina of Lefi Emes, but he could have never argued it had the Gemara not had him as a Talmud Rebbe Shulman ben Prachya. So that's some of the rest of the story that we've spoken at in the past. Regardless, take a very large collective exhale as we just finished the Gemara on the first Mishnah. This was all one Mishnah, by the way. And tomorrow, Yetz Hashem, another Mishnah, but a lot more of the same.